Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young. And today we are continuing with our series, Investing in Real Estate, Funding, Fixing, and Flipping. And our topic today specifically is going to be how to get started with real estate wholesaling. And my co-host is Trevor Evans. If you have been on any of our previous segments, you know that Trevor is a professional speaker, a real estate investor, a retail store owner, speaker and trainer for Rich Dad Education, and founder of his own personal awakening brand, Being Normal Sucks. So welcome, Trevor. It is a pleasure to continue with the series. And for you to be using your expertise to help the would-be or investors out there to make better choices. So thank you.
Thank you, Myrna.
Okay. All right. So a little bit more on Trevor. Trevor's also been married for 19 years and have two beautiful daughters, ages 22 and 18. Awesome. Now, in keeping with the theme of the show, I always like to give a tip of the week from directly from me or from, you know, research that I've done over the week. And I tie it in to our subject. So today, of course, like I said, we're talking about how to get started with real estate wholesaling. So my tip of the week is going to expand for you what that really means. So what exactly is wholesaling real estate? All right, so a real estate wholesaler contracts with a home seller, markets the home to his potential buyers, and assigns the contract to the buyer. The wholesaler makes a profit, which is the difference between the contracted price with the seller and the amount paid by the buyer. Wholesaling is often marked as low to no cost way of getting into real estate investing, and this can be true because a new wholesaler can certainly profit with a much lower initial cash outlay than an investor who has to buy a property and rehab it. However, the successful wholesaler has to have a firm grasp on what makes for an attractive deal. So once you understand that this process of wholesaling, it becomes much easier and can be broken down into a series of repeatable steps. And that is something that Trevor, because I know nothing about this, I'm going to be not a very active participant today because this is foreign to me, so I'm going to be learning just along with you on this wholesaling topic. So Trevor is going to break it down for you in a little bit. Now, this is a word from one of her sponsors, and that is My Helps Real Estate Investment Services, LLC. Are you looking to invest in the South Florida market? The time is ripe for investors. Call My Helps Real Estate Investment Services, LLC at 954-999-6125 for all your sales, rentals, and property management services. We are licensed in real estate and property management and will buy or lease your house. So don't delay. Call today, 954-999-6125. All right. Now, a little bit about me as your co-host today on the show. Of course, I'm Coach Myrna Young. I am a certified professional spiritual life and transformational leadership coach. a motivational speaker, published author, realtor, and real estate investor. Past president and CEO of a Royal Liver Limousine Service, recipient of the Entrepreneur of the Year Award, and I am now the president and CEO of My Helps Consulting, LLC. I am married and the mother of five children, and I currently live in South Florida. So let's get on with the show. I always like to start off the show by asking my guests to just give you a little background of, you know, their journey to this point. And then, you know, I know that some of you have heard this before, but, you know, we hope to pick up new listeners every week. So we start off by asking Trevor to share with our listeners his journey to becoming a speaker and trainer in real estate investment with Rich Dad Education. So.
Well, how I got into it was basically I was in the military and it was time for me to get out, and I didn't know what I was going to do. And I heard an ad on radio about investing in real estate and didn't know exactly what it was, and went to an event and liked what I heard and purchased there, and went to a 3-day seminar. But they teach you a little bit more about real estate and everything. And then you had the opportunity to purchase there to go on and get specialized knowledge in real estate. And I didn't know that there was so much about real estate that I didn't know as far as the different strategies in the industry, in the business. And so from that little step, I've went on and mastered about 14 different individual strategies within real estate.
Wow.
It's more than just buying and selling and renting. A lot of it are things that people don't see outside of buying a property and renting it out. And that's pretty much where the gold is, because very rarely do you ever want to be in the majority. And there's so much more out there in real estate than just, you know, rehabbing, wholesaling, flipping. So it does require some specialized knowledge in that field in order to truly maximize your potential. So, but everyone pretty much starts with wholesale because it is the, I won't say the most easiest, but it's the most cost effective way of getting into real estate without having to purchase a property yourself and flip it. You're acting more like a go-between with the investor and with the seller, and you're paid a fee for putting together these individuals, those that want to buy and those that want to sell. So even though it sounds pretty simple, there are some things in that field that you can do and learn that can make the process a whole lot easier and a lot less cost, a lot less cost out of pocket as well. Pretty much how you do the business is will determine your return on investment, which will be time and also money. But it is a very a simple strategy, though.
Okay, awesome. Well, you know, I have been a realtor for 17 years now, and, you know, you have a saying, I think I quote it all the time now because I've heard you say it so many times, I didn't know what I didn't know. And you just mentioned that there's 14 different strategies and probably more. And as a realtor, I was only into buying a property, selling it back, you know, rehabbing it or renting it, buy and hold. Didn't know any other of the strategies. Didn't know, you know, I'm getting in now to, you know, of course, the funding part of it, which is, you know, the traditional way is you go get a loan and you know, as a realtor, I've seen some really horror stories where, you know, you sit in a property for a couple of months, and the day before closing, the bank is going to come back and tell you you need all these different things, and the loan doesn't close because you're always dealing with traditional lenders. So there are so many ways to fund it. There's so many ways to you know, be involved in the real estate deal, and that's basically what our show is going to be doing, is opening that up. Just like how my eyes were opened up, you know, Trevor teaches this stuff, and as he said, he has, you know, can believe that there is all these different strategies, and he's become an expert at it. So, yeah, that was, thank you for sharing that to let the, you know, the listeners understand your journey and why you are at this point right now. So as far as the wholesaling bit, you know, I mean, I'm gonna confess my ignorance, because I thought wholesaling until, you know, just recently, when somebody said wholesaling is that they're buying it at a discount, fixing it up, and selling it back. But obviously that's called something else. That's called, like, what, rehab, right?
Right.
So, I mean, when you're ignorant of the terms, you know, it's sometimes they give you a glossary at the back of something so you understand the terms. So, yeah, I have never done a wholesaling deal. And I, you know, I am one of the book people, somebody that's just read it. So that's awesome. Okay. So, you know, we're diving right in. We are going to tell you some cost-effective ways to put the deal together and all that. But before we get into that, let's take our first quick break, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned, because you want to hear this. We'll be right back.
Are you longing to feel happy in life? Are you tired of living an uninspired, unenergized, and lukewarm life? If you are ready to live the life of your dreams, feel in control, fulfilled, and driven with purpose, then head over to nakedmoment.com/transform, where Swami Ramananda will help you to find the missing pieces and become the person you were born to be. You deserve happiness, and you can attain it. With Swami's guidance and the power of an entire community of happiness seekers, you too can wake up happy. Don't know what your perfect life looks like? Can't seem to get out of your own way? Always feel down, filled with fear or guilt? Do you feel like your environment isn't supporting you? Stop feeling like there's no way out. There's one clear step to take, and right now, if you head over to nakedmoment.com/transform, there will be some amazing free bonuses for you to get a head start on your happiness journey. Don't wait. Join a growing community and get happy. Head over to nakedmoment.com/transform.
Welcome back to Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young. And my co-host today is Trevor Evans, who is a speaker trainer with the Rich Dad Education. And today, Trevor is going to share strategies for wholesaling. So in the first part of our show, Trevor gave you a bit of a background on his expertise and what he does, and I give you a little bit of segment into what exactly is real estate wholesaling. So as we dive deeper, so let me ask you the question. What, you know, I mentioned in the opening remarks that to become successful at it, it's easier to have a series of repeatable steps. And you mentioned that there's cost-effective ways of putting this together. So my first question is, you know, what are some steps that somebody can do to get into the real estate wholesaling business?
Well, people tend to, and it's out of pure ignorance, is just it can be one of the strategies that have you driving around, you know, town forever. And not everyone has the time or even the availability to do that. And so what we tend to teach is, as Stephen Covey says, is to begin with the end in mind. And so when you're doing a, when you're a wholesaler, you're pretty much, people think that a rehabber has time to find the deals. And really, they don't. They make their money rehabbing the property, not finding the property. So they do rely heavily on wholesalers to bring them deals, and they feed their family by rehabbing the properties and selling them for a profit. So one of the easiest things to do is, if you understand that as a wholesaler, is you want to create a database of buyers first, okay? And those buyers will be your rehabbers and or your contractors. And so to make it easier on the wholesaler, what I would recommend is, every city has a chamber of commerce. And as you know, the chamber of commerce, its purpose is to sell the city, you know, why you want to live here. And most business owners that are serious about their business and serious about their community are part of the chamber of commerce. And typically, they're legit businesses. So what a person getting into the wholesale market can do is contact their local chamber of commerce, or even go to a local RIA. And if you were to contact your local chamber of commerce, simply ask them for a list of all the rehabbers or contractors in the area. And you have access to that list. And what you can then do is call up each contractor or rehabber and let them know that you are a professional wholesaler and you're looking to get into the market, into their market. And one of the things you don't want to do is waste a rehabber's time, because their time is spent, you know, their time can be wasted as far as doing transactions that they don't want to do or can't do. So as a wholesaler, you want to be as efficient as possible with these, with their time, because it does help them. So what I would do is I would call the chamber, get a list of all these contractors and rehabbers, and ask them a series of questions, you know, questions like, are they currently rehabbing? If so, what area or zip code are they doing their business in? What property types are they currently working on? You know, single family, two family, you know, duplexes, triplexes, whatnot. You may want to find out what the cost of the repairs are, because most of the questions that you as a wholesaler have to find out, the rehabber already knows those answers. He knows the area as far as what the after repair values will be after the property is rehabbed. He or she knows the cost of the rehab in that area. He or she knows, you know, the price point that they'll buy from. And so you want to find out all that information as far as the property type, the profit they want to make, the cost to rehab, if there's a realtor involved on their end, what they pay the realtor, how long the realtor takes to sell their property, are they certified to do burn down properties? You know, are they certified to do flood damaged properties? Are they hazmat certified? Mm-hmm. You know, things like that are the questions you want to find out. And once you call all these, and obviously, you know, are they willing to pay an assignment fee? Mm-hmm. So these are all the answers that they can give you. And so if you call a few of these people, a lot of them will appreciate the fact that you're taking the time to find out what it is they do. And so if you talk to a few of these rehabbers, contractors, asking these questions, you now know exactly what they want, where they want it at, the price point they're willing to pay for it. You know, they know the rehab costs, the ARVs, after repair values, they all the information. And so now you as the wholesaler can now go into these areas and market for the properties that they're looking for. So you now know exactly what to go look for, opposed to just blindly going out there and getting properties and finding someone to sell a property to. They're basically telling you what they want and where they want it at and the price that, that they'll pay. So now when you find a property that fits that criteria, you would just contact that rehabber or rehabbers that that profile fits. So you're not wasting time sending a property to a rehabber that does not do that, okay? Because not all rehabbers do the same property types. Some do single families only. Some do duplexes, triplexes. Some do commercial. So you're pretty much finding exactly what that individual invests in and getting them in contact with that. So that's probably the most easiest way to find your end users is to use your local chamber of commerce or use your local REIA and and show them that you value their time, because the last thing you want to do is waste a rehabber's time, because that gets around.
Wow. Okay, that was so many nuggets in there. Like I said, I'm like going to school here. I should call this real estate investment school. But that makes sense. And I like the way you started off by saying begin with the end in mind. So this is a perfect example of beginning with the end in mind is understanding what people are looking for, the, you know, the rehabbers, and the contractors, what is it they're looking for, and try to, you know, feed them or be the person that is feeding them the property so that they don't have to spend time going looking for them. That is perfect. All right, so that's the number one step. But so how do you find the properties?
So now once you
are we still driving for dollars, or there's a better way to do it?
No. So now, once you know the areas that the rehabber, you know, does their business, you can now put ads in the paper, ads on Craigslist for your home buyers.
Okay.
And you can put an ad like, you know, I buy houses cash, any condition, any type. And you're going to get phone calls from individuals. And when you do get phone calls, you now want to ask those individuals a series of questions, you know, and questions like, is the property under contract with the realtor? Is the property leveraged by a bank? Does the property need rehabbing? If so, you know, is it major or minor? You want to find out if they know the cost of the rehab. And what the value will be once it is rehabbed, and also, are they the owner? You know, is the property under probate? Is the property, you know, in foreclosure or short sale? You want to find out as much detail as possible about that property, and then once you find out the detail about the property, you can now match up the property to that particular rehabber or rehabbers and just send them that property in that area at that type, at that price point, because they told you exactly what to go look for. And so there should be no reason why you bring them anything other than what they're looking for. And so all of this can be done over the phone.
I'm going to digress, and I'm going to make this interesting, and I'm going to ask you a real life question. So I went to look at a property yesterday personally that I was probably interested in purchasing. And when I went in to look at it, the property had too much work. And I said, you know, I didn't want to go in there. But it was such at a good price point. So while I was in there, there was like people driving by that did not have a realtor, and I started showing properties. I started showing the property, and I picked up like three clients in like an hour because it was such a hot property. So I, one of the clients just saw it and was driving by. I didn't have a realtor, so I said, okay. In fact, I placed an offer this morning for the property. She had like five offers already on the table because it was hot. But the question that came up as you were talking is that there was another property on the other side of the street that said that it needed a full rehab, and the property was like $20,000 more. So to be a good realtor, I said, well, let's go look and see what this property that's $20,000 more looks like, because I assumed that it will be in better shape. And I walked into a property that was totally gutted. When I say gutted, everything had rotten. The floor was rotten. It was a two-story property. There was no upstairs because everything was rotten. It was like the worst thing that I've ever seen. So I said to her, you know, this is worth a quarter of what you're asking. And the guy said to me, oh, there had serious water damage. So now, as a wholesaler, what would I do with that property? I mean, like, because she's sitting on it, and obviously nobody is interested, and it's obviously way too highly priced. But give me a scenario of how a wholesaler would work with that.
Well, you would probably find out. Well, obviously, find out who the if it's being listed by a realtor, then chances are you're going to end up paying retail if you were to buy that property through a realtor. You typically don't want to buy your wholesale properties through a realtor because the cost would be too much.
Right.
And a realtor, you know, their focus is a commission. So obviously they're going to sell that property for as much as they can. And
well, they can ask, but they're not going to get it.
Correct. But you don't want to be involved in a transaction like that because it's not easy. So you don't typically want to do a wholesale transaction that involves a realtor.
Okay.
Because so much more is involved on their side that you don't even know about.
Okay.
That they have to worry about.
Well,
as
this
a realtor.
This owner was there was a sign on the property that she was trying to sell it herself because it says for sale by owner, and obviously it didn't work. So now she's working with a realtor. But it doesn't really matter because, when you call ugly houses, that's an ugly house. And it will sit there for 6 months, and somebody will come along and offer her 50 grand, and she'll probably take it. And the realtor just basically gets a commission on whatever it sells for. It doesn't really matter. So the realtor doesn't have much stake in the selling price. They just want to sell it. So whatever it sells for, the realtor gets her commission. But, you know, a price is what somebody's willing to pay for it. So, I've actually never seen a property in that condition. Like I said, I've been around for a long time because everything needs to do is just a shell on the outside. But, I guess the question I was trying to ask is, you know, a wholesaler does work with, I think when I got the idea is when you said, water damaged properties or burned down properties, because it's similar to something that's burnt down, right?
Right.
So, okay, and I also like the fact about the local RIA as well, because that is where you get a concentration. You go to the Chamber of Commerce, you have everybody. You go to local RIA, and they're concentrated. Everybody there is into real estate investment. So it's a really, really good, and I've taken your advice, and I have gone to my local RIA, and it was quite rewarding and fulfilling because, you know, you met not only the rehabbers, you met the bankers, you met the title companies, you met people that are doing probate, you meet people that are selling apartment complexes. They're all there in one little room. So it's great.
Yeah, and that's why you wanna focus on either your RIAs or your chamber. It's just the chamber is just an easier access to actual businesses or actual rehabbers that are doing business. If you want a quick a quick database of individuals.
Ah, got you.
That's what it's for.
Yeah, because they give you that book.
Right.
Okay, database. Okay. All right, so we've got the first two steps. We have beginning with the end in mind, finding out what the rehabbers and the contractors are looking for, market to find those properties for them. Is there a third step?
Well, once you do that, you now want to find out or find a title company or a closing agent that you will do your business through. And you're going to need some escrow deposit, you know, $500 to $1,000. And what you do is you put down that you find a closing agent or title company that you want to close through, and you give them your escrow deposit, $1,000 or whatever, and you have them keep it in their escrow account. And they will then give you a letter that says that it's called a verification of escrow or verification of deposit, which basically says that you have $1,000 here at the title company that represents your escrow. And so you take that letter, and you would include that letter in your submissions, in your offers, so that because everyone will want an escrow deposit. And so that letter will let them know that, hey, I have $1,000 that's sitting here at so-and-so escrow and so-and-so escrow account at this title company, which they can now call and verify.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is it now allows you to only need one escrow deposit opposed to, because let's say, for example, you wanted to buy 10 properties and all 10 ask for $1,000 escrow. You want to think that, okay, I'm going to need 10 grand to do these because each one was $1,000. And that's true. However, if you do this a little bit different, you won't need 10,000. You need 1,000. So, let's say you got all 10. You put all 10 under contract, and all 10 required $1,000 escrow. And you submit your offer with the letter that tells them where your escrow is being held at. More than likely, someone will call to verify that you have that $1,000 in escrow there. So let's say all 10 deals decide to close in the same day. Technically, legally, let's say contract number one comes through. The title company can only close one transaction at a time. So when they close on that first transaction, whatever you are asked as far as an escrow or as far as a deposit or as far as a down payment, you also want to ask that of your rehabber or contractor. So if you are required to put $1,000 escrow on the property, then you also require $1,000 escrow from your contractor or rehabber. So when contract number one comes through, they're going to assign that $1,000 escrow to that contract. Once they assign that $1,000 escrow, it now kills all of your other 9 contracts. However,
kills?
They're now voided. Well, now, since you're required to put down $1,000, you also require the contractor to put up $1,000. So when they're working on contract number one, your $1,000 that's in escrow now goes towards that contract. It now kills all 9 other deals. However, the rehabber also has to put up $1,000. Now, that $1,000 doesn't go to you directly. It goes to replenish the escrow that's now empty from your $1,000. And so they take your $1,000 from escrow, put it towards the deal. They take the $1,000 from the rehabber and put it back into your escrow. that now opens up all other 9 contracts.
Hmm.
So now contract number 1 is finished, and they now work on contract number 2. Well, contract number 2 also requires a $1,000 escrow. Well, you have a $1,000 escrow in your account that was replenished by the first rehabber site.
Right. I get you. I get you.
Okay.
It's almost like a domino.
It's exactly what it is. So that one escrow can now take care of all of your 10 deals without you needing $10,000 total. You just need that $1,000 escrow.
Okay.
And that's,
all right.
And that's the third step.
Okay. That step confuses me a little bit, and it might confuse someone that's listening with even with less experience than me. So what I'm understanding is that I go out and find a wholesaling project that I plan to sell to a rehabber, but I am putting down a $1,000 escrow, and I say to the rehabber that he puts down a $1,000 escrow. So I don't actually get ownership or anything as a title company. It's just like a pass-through deal, I'm assuming, right? Because, I guess that's what, So I pay $50,000 for this, and the rehabber pays $60,000. So the title company does the deal and gives me the $10,000. So how it works? Something like that?
Yeah. And let's do it this way. You're the wholesaler, okay? And I'm the rehabber, all right? You find a transaction, and the owner says, okay, we'll do the deal, but I'm going to require a $1,000 escrow, you know, from you, okay?
Right.
And you'll say, fine, that is being held at my title company here. You can call and verify. So when they call and verify, does Myrna have $1,000 in escrow there for her transactions? The title company will say yes, okay? Now, if you're going to sell me the opportunity, okay, if you're being required to put down $1,000, you also require me as the rehabber to put down $1,000, right? So the deal is $50,000 less $1,000, so you're into it now for $49,000. But you're going to sell the opportunity to the rehabber for $50,000, okay?
Right.
So when the title company does the deal, the $1,000 that you put down goes towards the deal.
Okay.
The $1,000 that I put down as the rehabber goes to replenish your escrow deposit.
Okay.
Okay. So the deal gets done. I bought it for $50. I sell it to you for $60 less the $1,000, I now pocket $9,000.
Ah, got you. So I don't get back that $1,000. Right, okay. The $9,000.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's what I wanted. Yeah.
$1,000,
so
right.
It's a pass-through deal, and I really never get ownership, right? I'm just like a wholesaler. So at closing, I am, you know, right, almost like a real estate commission kind of deal. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. That is great. That is great.
It sounds confusing, but if you look at it, you're using that $1,000 the rehabber to replenish your $1,000 that you put up as your escrow deposit.
Yeah. Oh well, I get that. I get that part. I was just wanting to know about the profit part of it. So, you know, after all the expenses, then, you know, I get the difference of what I bought it for and what I sold it for. So, and I don't have to take title, and you're right. You don't have to, you know, do any work and rehab or worry with tenants and do all that other stuff. It's just straight money. I like it.
Right.
Like it a lot. All right. So that was perfect. So you ran us through from the beginning to the end of a cost-effective way, as you promised, of putting a deal together. So that is awesome. You know, so we are going to take a our second break, and we'll be right back to wrap up. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.
If you are listening to this broadcast, it means that you are hungry for growth, hungry for change, hungry for insights, revelation, and knowledge. Whatever you need in your life, you will receive it today. For the past 20 years, Myrna has been an entrepreneur. As past CEO of Royal Livery Limousine Service and now CEO of MyHelps Coaching and Consulting Services, Myrna has achieved good success. Awarded Entrepreneur of the Year, Myrna knows what it takes to help you be successful. Myrna helps her coaching clients to design a practical plan to close the gap of where they are today and where they would like to be tomorrow. In business, relationships, health, or career goals. That is why Myrna is offering a free one-hour strategy session valued at $150, totally free. No strings attached. If you are listening right now, go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us and sign up now for a free session with Coach Myrna. She has helped business owners and other clients just like you overcome their obstacles and set them on a path to success. Take advantage of this offer today. Go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us right now.
Welcome back to the Mind to Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today you guys have gotten some really great information on wholesaling from my co-host, Trevor Evans. So as we wrap up the show, Trevor, let's you know, tell our listeners how they can keep in touch with you to learn your expertise, or I know you have a new brand and a new website. So, you know, we so thank you for sharing this information for free. But if someone wants to go deeper, or they, you know, they want more information, they, you know, be happy for them to contact you. So go ahead, tell us how we can get in touch with you.
You can get in touch with me from my new website now. It's Be Your Normal Self. com, and I do provide some information on there, not a whole lot, but some. And you can always post questions on there as well, and it gets sent to me via email. And the website is in its infancy, but it's definitely growing, and I'm trying to decide which way I'm taking it, but I know a lot of people have questions about real estate and want to reach out to me, so that's how you can do that. And you know, in this format now, if I go on there, shoot me an email and I respond that way.
Perfect. And you said that quickly, so I'll repeat it. It's beingnormalsucks.com.
Yeah.
BeingNormalSucks.
Yep.
.com. And that is Trevor's brand. It's something he talks about where when you're normal, you stay in the middle. You know, you never go anywhere by staying in the middle of being ordinary. Yes, you need to break through those barriers, you know. Open up your chest and become Superman or Superwoman take risks. Okay. Awesome. All right. So my parting words for you is, if you found this information inspiring, I'm sure you do, especially if you're in the investment space, then I would love for you to subscribe, rate, and review my podcast, and then send me an email to info@myhelps.us. And that is info@myhelps.us with the subject line podcast review. And I will send you a free gift. The free gift is the Mindset Shift Focus Wheel. And this is a workbook to change your mindset from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. And this is so important for success in investing because as Trevor teaches, when you have a fixed mindset, you look at an opportunity with the eyes of an employee instead of the eyes of an investor. As an employee, you have a mindset of limits and security. You don't think that $50 can grow into a million or something like that. You know, you have limits on it. So the growth mindset allows you with some exercises in order to change that and to know that, you know, all the limits that we have in life is limits that we put in ourselves because we are limitless beings. And, you know, I've heard so many stories of $1,000 investment turning into $1 million. It can't happen. So in order to find my podcast, if you're listening to this on the radio, just go to iTunes and search for the Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna. All right. So Trevor, thanks again for imparting your knowledge and your wisdom to my guests and my audience. And look forward to our next segment. We are doing this segment every couple of weeks, so make sure you tune in. And like I said, subscribe. So any parting words?
No, that's it, man. You did a good job. I look forward to answering any questions anyone has and look forward to our next topic.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, thanks again. Make sure you're tuning next week for the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. Until that time, namaste.